96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on.
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Googe Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers are back home after the Thanksgiving break, and they host the Wildcats of Benjamin Russell. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. Glad to be here with you on a Monday night, the first night of December, which means it is full on basketball season. We're going to have full coverage for you all season long right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Of course, not our first broadcast, but it feels like it's been a while since we've seen both the Auburn High Varsity Girls and the Auburn High Varsity Boys. We're going to have both games for you tonight against the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. We'll tell you what you need to know, get your starting lineups, and a whole lot more as we come back for the countdown to tip-off right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the countdown to tip-off here on the Auburn High Sports Network as we get you ready for Auburn High and Benjamin Russell. A little cat fight going on the first night of December. I'm Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and that Radio Alabama app. And we told you, not the first broadcast of the year, but it's been a little bit since we've seen your Auburn High School Tigers. And we start with the varsity girls who host Benjamin Russell. They play every year. They'll just play once, though, so it'll be right here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Your Auburn High Tigers 4-1 on the season so far on the varsity girls side for head coach Courtney Pritchett. But they lost the first game of the season and have not lost since. That's right. A four-game win streak coming into tonight. So Auburn High going to try and defend that here at home against the Benjamin Russell Wildcats, who are 2-1 on the season so far are the Wildcats from Benjamin Russell. But not only has Auburn High turned it around and won four in a row, they've won back-to-back games by double digits. They beat Oxford by 15 and beat Enterprise by 34 to round out their Thanksgiving Feast Week festivities. So pretty good stuff from head coach Courtney Pritchett and his squad, who we know are going to do several things. They're going to press, they're going to force turnovers, and they're going to run. And they do that against any team that they play. play, and I expect them to do that again here tonight against the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. And as we flip the calendar to December, we're just about a month or so away, about 5 weeks from the start of area play. So that was when you really start to figure some things out, right? You got everybody back. There's no football. There's no flag football. It's full-on basketball. So for the girls and the boys across the state of Alabama, you know exactly what you have, and it's time to figure it out here in the month of December. And a great chance to do so tonight. The first of two games we have on tap for you as Auburn High hosting Benjamin Russell. Varsity girls up first. The varsity boys are to follow. When we come back in the countdown to tip-off, we'll have the Auburn Banks starting lineups, and we'll have opening tip between Auburn and Benjamin Russell here on 96.3 W. Lee. That's all coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Just a couple of minutes away from tip-off between Auburn High and Benjamin Russell. The varsity girls up first, the varsity boys to follow. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Wildcats from Benjamin Russell. Wearing number two, playing the guard, is McKinley Brooks. Wearing number four is Amari Cunningham. Wearing number five is Gabrielle McKinney. Wearing number 12, that is going to be Layla Hawkins, and wearing number 22 is Riley Ruffin. So again, Brooks, Cunningham, McKinney, Hawkins, and Ruffin, the five starting for the Benjamin Russell Wildcats here on the road, who are wearing all black top to bottom with the maroon numbers and letters on front and back that says Lady Wildcats on the words on the front and the numbers on the front and on the back. And for your Auburn High Tigers, the starting lineups for Auburn High, again, they're brought to you by Auburn Bank. She wears number zero is Kaden Carr. Number two, Anavia Nelms, a big piece from a year ago. Love seeing her back on this team. Took her a little bit to get back into full action, but Anavia Nelms is back in that starting lineup for your Auburn High School Tigers. Wearing number 11 is Hannah Shepherd. In number 33, down low is Isabella Paul, and the one that makes this team go. Wearing number 20 is Brandley Winfrey. So again, your starting five for head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Tigers. Carr, Nelms, Shepherd, Winfrey, and Isabella Paul. Those starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Well, we're just moments away from tip-off between Auburn and Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game. Let's get you ready for tip-off here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's game time on 96.3 W. Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
Just about ready to go between Auburn and Benjamin Russell. We told you the Wildcats in black on top and bottom. Great numbers and letters on front and back. Auburn High and the home whites top and bottom. They've got the blue paw print on the front and the black numbers on front and back. It'll be Isabella Paul wearing number 33 to tip it up for the Auburn High Tigers, who will be moving left to right on your radio dial. Benjamin Russell will be moving from right to left. We appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee, 96.3 WLEE.com, and that Radio Alabama app. Man, we are happy to be back inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. One of many broadcasts we're going to have this week for you here on the radio. We'll tell you more about it as we go. Again, Auburn High will be moving left to right. Benjamin Russell will be moving right to left as we look at it. And just moments away from tip-off, we are ready to go. Isabella Paul will be the one to tip it away. And then it'll be 15 in black, who we didn't have on the roster, so we'll get a name for that as we go. Benjamin Russell wins the tip right to left on your radio dial. On the far right wing, now in front of the Auburn High School bench, trying to work it to the top of the key. They do. It's Gabrielle McKinney. She has her heels parked on the half-court line, pressured by Anavian Elms. Gets into the lane, fight through traffic, and a jump ball called possession arrow to the Tigers. Just great on-ball pressure by several of these guards for Auburn High, including Anavia Nelms. We mentioned two in white, such a key piece to a team that went to the Elite Eight a year ago. And going to be another key piece if they want to get back there and get further for the Auburn High Tigers. Winfrey and the Tigers able to break the press. She comes across half court, barrels right into four in black. That's Amari Cunningham, who hits the floor hard, still trying to pick herself up right here in front of us. Appears to be okay, but the foul does go on four in black. Left to right on your radio dial. Go the Tigers. No score between Auburn and Benjamin Russell. Just 22 seconds in to the opening quarter. Again, Tigers are in white, and Wildcats are in black. As Anavia Nelms will find Braylee Winfrey on the far side of the floor. Works to the top of the lane for Caden Carr, one of the new names on this Auburn High team. There's that back cut by Braylee Winfrey on the back door. Can't get it to go on the layup. Pulls down her own board. Tipped around in the hands of 20 in white. Dumps it off underneath. Isabella Paul is there to get the Tigers on the board. It's 2-0 Auburn and 45 seconds into the game. And here's the full court press, picked up by Paul. Bounce pass to Nelms, trying to go back to Winfrey, back door, knocked out of bounds. No, they say it stays inbounds. It's a tip-around volleyball drill, and the Tigers keep it in their own half court, left to right on your radio dial. Trying to feed it inside, force-fed and knocked away by the Wildcats. Here comes Benjamin Russell right to left, stuck in the back court, pressure by the Tigers, trying to come up with it. Does Benjamin Russell? They do. And then a timeout called by the Wildcats head coach. They were not going to get across half court in time, and so they call their first timeout of the ball game. 2-0 Auburn in just a 30-second timeout. We're just a minute in to this opening quarter. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Wouldn't say sloppy to start. We're only a minute in, but you can just hear and I can see the pressure that Auburn puts on a ball handler every single time somebody touches it. Doesn't matter where they are on the floor, whether it's under the basket, at half court, or they're 70 feet away. This Auburn High team is taught by head coach Courtney Pritchett to get after the basketball, create pressure, get your hands on them, and force them to knock it away. And Auburn High does such a good job of that. The girls and the boys really do. Here at Auburn High School, right to left on your radio dial, go the Wildcats. They break the full court press, and now they get it underneath. They dump it down low, high and in is four in black. Amari Cunningham gets it to go, and we are tied up at two apiece. As Auburn High tries to break the press, Anavia Nelms loses it right here in front of us, and then a jump ball is called. Good force by Riley Ruffin. And so, again, it is Benjamin Russell basketball, 2-2 right to left as we look at it, a minute and a half in to the opening quarter. Got a player looking to fix the shoe, and Gabrielle McKinney does just that. They look like the Kobe Grinch is down there. I believe that's what it is, getting into the Christmas spirit here on the 1st of December as Tigers put pressure on the half-court inbounds pass knocked away, stays with Benjamin Russell. 2-2, 6:33 opening quarter. A bucket by Isabella Paul and a bucket by Cunningham is where we sit right now. Trying to inbound, knocked away by the Tigers. Fought for underneath the basket, out of bounds, Auburn basketball. Good hands by Braylee Winfrey to knock that away. Good hands from Hannah Shepherd as well to cause the chaos. So two teams that will put full court pressure on, they do. Bounce pass on the far side of the floor. Goes to Anavia now. Looks to get it back, and she does. Trying to find the hands of Braylee Winfrey. Now across half court ahead for Anavia now. Gets to the basket. No good on the layup attempt, and here come the Wildcats. Don't have numbers, doesn't matter. Right hand, maybe travel, throws it up, no good. Knocked out of bounds, it is off of Auburn. And they call it Wildcat basketball. 6:08 to play, opening quarter, knotted up at two apiece, just one bucket on each side. It'll be Benjamin Russell basketball, knocked away on the inbound pass, and Winfrey comes up with it. Head down there, eyes down the floor, rather, is 20 in white, gets across the half-court line. Tigers will set it up and run a half-court set. They don't do it often, but they'll do it right here, as Anavia Nelms will now run it. It is Winfrey on the left-hand side. She's left open. Can't make them pay. High arcing board comes into the hands of the Wildcats. They look to run. With 5:45 to play, first quarter, we're knotted up at two apiece. On the far side of the floor, crossover dribble there. Dribbled and gets to the lane hard off the back iron. No, and here come the Tigers with numbers. It's 3-on-3 now. Gets into the lane. Jump stop floater is good. Caden Carr gets on the board. A nice little jump stop. 8-foot floater is good. And Auburn is up 4-2. 5.5 to play in the first. Right to left as we look at it. Benjamin Russell tries to break the press. They had 2-on-1. Trying to find Amari Cunningham. Just too hot on the pass. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Auburn High basketball. 5:18 to play, first quarter, 4-2 is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell here in the varsity girls game. We'll have this in its entirety, plus the varsity boys game as well. Braylee Winfrey breaks the press, swinging it around the perimeter near us. Anavia now, she's left open, 4-3, yes! First three of the night belongs to Auburn, and it's 7-2, Tigers 2 minutes into the game. Wildcats right to left trying to break the press, and they do. Throws the trap at half court, gets it to the corner, tried to bank in a three to respond, won't go, and here comes the Tigers. Caden Carr ahead for Winfrey on the right wing, lowers the head, gets to the lane off the basket, no, but it's a foul at 20 in white. We'll head to the free throw line. You can see off a made basket, man, Tigers just ramp up the pressure defensively. They're looking to run the whole time. I don't know if there's a team in the state that's in more or better shape than this Auburn High girls team. Man, they just constantly run. No matter if they're up by 10, down by 10, tied, it doesn't matter, as Winfrey knocks down the first free throw. And Coach Pritchett comes out, calls a timeout. And Braylee Winfrey, 1,500 points for Braylee Winfrey in her career. Coach Pritchett calls a timeout, and she's going to be honored at half court. So Braylee Winfrey, the senior, 1,500 career points for Braylee Winfrey in her career. That is unbelievable. With basically an entire season to go, that is unbelievable for Braylee Winfrey. Good for head coach Courtney Pritchett for calling timeout as well. Auburn leads 6-2. On the made free throw, I believe that's incorrect, but we'll get that fixed. So shout out and congratulations to senior Braylee Winfrey. 1,500 career points, just 5 1/3 or 4th games in to her senior season, man. Unbelievable for Braylee Winfrey. Congratulations to her. And got to do it here on her home floor. Love to see that. 8-2 is the correct score for the Auburn High Tigers after they're awaiting the second free throw from Braylee Winfrey. 1,500 points, man. That's hard to believe as she steps up and knocks them both down. Her first points of the night come at the free throw line. Give her 1,500 and 1,501 for Braylee Winfrey. Auburn's got a 7-point lead with 4:45 to play in the first. Benjamin Russell, that is.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
So following a quick timeout by Benjamin Russell, they're moving right to left as we looked at it. Breaks the press, tipped around into the hands of a Wildcat, and then stolen by who else? It's Bailey Winfrey left to right. Tigers lead 11-2. Home run pass to Anavi and Elms. Thought about the three. Cross-court pass. Carr, that's a three in the corner. Too short. Gets her own board. Gets in the lane. Kicks out for Winfrey. She'll take a three. High arcing, and yes! Braylee Winfrey, that thing may have touched the rafters, but it kicks in for Braylee Winfrey, and the Tigers are up 14-2, 3 minutes into the game. Here come the Benjamin Russell Wildcats, knocked away by the Tigers in the arms of head coach Courtney Pritchett. It'll stay with the Wildcats. Braylee Winfrey, 7 points already in this first quarter. 7 of the Tigers' 14 belong to 20 and white. 4:04 to play, first quarter. Auburn leading Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game, 14-2. Wildcats inbounding on the far side, just to the side of the scorer's table. They're able to get it in and try to work a half-court set. Don't think they've had one of these all night so far. High screen at the top, trying to get around the defender, Caden Carr. Gets to the lane, jump stop on the block. May have been blocked, and it was. And into the hands of Jalen White, who's in the game for the first time. Then Braylee Winfrey throws it away, able to contest the layup and force the miss. Here come the Tigers with numbers. 4-on-3. If they want it. Nelms to the lane, hard off the backboard and gone. Anavi Nelms gets points 4 and 5 in this first quarter, and Auburn is up by 14 with 3.5 to play. Wildcats advancing, trying to break the press. We're going to say that a lot tonight, and they do. They get around the defender, Jalen White, who then bumps the ball handler out of bounds into the scorer's table. And it looks like they're going to call a hip check foul on 5 and White, Jalen White. 16-2 is Auburn's lead with 3:22 to play in this first quarter. Benjamin Russell inbounding far side just at the end of the Auburn High bench, knocked away and eventually stolen by Tennon White. That's Jada Williams who comes up with it and then loses it out of bounds. It will stay with Benjamin Russell. Inbounding just to our left here on the roadside scorer's table. Tigers will bring in a couple of subs as Isabella Paul will take a seat. Tigers have a couple of subs in. Sophie Arrington is in the game as well. That three no good. Here comes Auburn now on the off, or on the defensive board. Rather, Caden Carr will run point. She'll hand off to Sophie Arrington, who wears one in blue and white. Hand off on the far side for Williams. Can't come up with it. Now she does. Stuck in the near corner, trying to get it back to the top for Arrington. She does, and then stolen. Goes coast to coast with the left hand, then the right, as Gabrielle McKinney is able to get it in for just the second bucket of the night for Benjamin Russell. Off the steal, it's 16-4, and then Auburn is pressured by Jada Williams. She throws it away, and it's a turnover on Auburn. 16-4 is Auburn's lead here in the varsity girls game. 2:44 to play in the first quarter. Benjamin Russell moving right to left on your radio dial. And the Wildcats throw it away, and then bump from behind was Jalen White, who comes up with the interception. Call that a little pass interference. It'll be Auburn High basketball. 16-4 Tigers leading the visiting Wildcats. Again, the only matchup this year between the two squads. They typically try to meet every year. I remember calling these games a couple of times. I believe we went to Benjamin Russell last year, too. Very nice gym, very nice setup. We made that short trip a year ago. Caden Carr will run point now on the left-hand side of the floor. Dumps it down low. Jalen White, spin move to the basket. Can't get the roll. Rebound fought for. Wildcat comes up with a jump ball called, and it goes to Benjamin Russell. Love the aggression by Jalen White. That's number 5 for the Auburn High Tigers, man. She was not scared at all. She caught it pretty much between the low block and the high elbow and just went to work. Couldn't get the basket. Can't get the steal right there. Benjamin Russell able to get it in the half court. Thrown up with contact. It won't go, but a foul will go against. Trying to see who they called that on. Believe they're going to get 12 in White. That's Pearl Simmons in the game for the first time tonight. And that'll put Amari Cunningham on the line for Benjamin Russell. 16-4 is Auburn's lead, and it remains so after the first free throw. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
It looks to be a lane violation on the second free throw, so that'll give Amari Cunningham her third opportunity. Try and get at least a point at the charity stripe. 2:18 to play, first quarter. Second free throw clanks off the back iron. Knocked around, fought for, and come up with by Gabrielle McKinney. She picks up her dribble on the far side, knocked out of bounds, and steps out of bounds. Does the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. That is Amari Cunningham again, and it will be Auburn High basketball left to right. As we look at it, we appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. However, you're listening in on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and for those of you on the Radio Alabama app as well, we appreciate you spending your Monday night with us. As we'll have two games for you, Auburn High and Benjamin Russell, varsity girls and varsity boys. A softball fastball right down the middle of the lane comes from Pearl Simmons and into the hands of Jalen White and gets the layup to go. And the Tigers have an 18-4 lead. We're under two to play. My goodness, caught your broadcaster off balance just a little bit. Threw a humdinger in there. Did Pearl Simmons, and Jalen White has her first bucket on the evening. Wildcats in the half court just to our left, trying to throw it down low against Jalen White. Layup no good, may have been tipped around as she comes up with the board. Jalen White is having a good first quarter. Does 5 and White for Auburn. 18-4 Tigers lead. Arrington, that is, coming across half court. She gets there. 1:24 to play. Dumped off in the near corner. They find another near corner shooter. Open for three, not that time. And pulled down by Jalen White. Offensive board won't go. Rebound fought for, and the Wildcats come up with it. 2-for-1 if they want it, they can't. Here comes Auburn now. 1:10 to play. They threw it away. Back and forth we go. Ahead for the Wildcats, and a layup is good in transition. Layup will go for 15 in black. Don't have her on our roster, so we'll give the points to 15 in black, but no name, and that's okay as Auburn tries to dump it down low to the cutting 24 in blue. That goes out of bounds and off for the Tigers. 18-6. Is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell in the first quarter of the varsity girls game. We're less than 60 seconds to go. As Auburn's going to ramp up the pressure and go full court on the inbounds pass. Benjamin Russell gets it in. Arrington tries to steal it and can't. They get across to half court, dumped to the high elbow. Now to the low block, layup attempt no good. Rebound knocked around and comes up with it to Sophie Arrington. The smallest one on the floor comes up with the board. It goes out of bounds. They'll say it's off of Arrington. And will remain with the Wildcats. 37.5 to play, first quarter, 18-6 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game. Thrown to the top of the key, they'll work it to the far side of the floor. Down low again, through the hands of 11 in black, and out of bounds off of Charity Ransaw. They say no, it's off of Auburn, and will stay with the Wildcats. An open three off the inbound and gets it to go. Gabrielle McKinney rattles that one home. Give her 5 of the 9 in this opening quarter. And Auburn can hold for the final shot. A tip drill goes out of bounds right here in front of us. They say it's off of Benjamin Russell right at half court. So the Tigers will inbound just in front of us. It'll be Jada Williams to inbound in Auburn's own half court. Finds a shooter in the right-hand corner. Doesn't take the shot. Back to Jada Williams. Tries to hand it off. Knocked around by Riley Ruffin out of bounds. And it stays with Auburn High. Tigers trying to force it down to Pearl Simmons here in this near corner. See if they can get her open for a good look. Instead, it's Williams. Now up to 11 in White and knocks it down. Does Hannah Shepard. Her first bucket on the night. And Auburn has 20 in the opening quarter with a 20-9 lead. Clock runs out and we head to the second quarter. Auburn leads 20-9 after one of the varsity girls games. Stick around. Second quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High tries to start the second quarter with a Braylee Winfrey three. It won't go. Benjamin Russell tries to respond with a three of their own. It won't go. And it's Auburn High basketball left to right on your radio dial. Threads the needle on a bounce pass. Does Caden Carr. Layup won't fall for Isabella Paul. And the Wildcats are looking to run. On the floor. Finds an open lane. Gets ahead now. Trying to cross half court in time. They do. Now into the left-hand corner. They'll take a three and make a three. Rattles home for Gabrielle McKinney. Her second three of the night. And Benjamin Russell has cut the lead to 8. 20-12. Auburn leads Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game. Starters back out on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Kick to the far corner. Open three. Not that time. Paul able to track down the boards, and the Tigers will retain possession. Just 60 seconds in to the second quarter, and Avia Nelms has it at the top of the key. Tries to go back to the left for Carr. She's not there. Braylee Winfrey has it on the right-hand side. Dumped down for Isabella Paul. Goes to work, just 33 in blue. Can't get rewarded. Offensive board. Putback won't go. Knocked around and off of the Tigers. They're going to say an over-the-back foul on Auburn High School. 20-12. As we're just over a minute in to this second quarter. Again, starters are on the floor for Auburn High, and now Isabella Paul will take a seat, and Jalen White will come back in for Auburn. So Nelms, Winfrey, White, and appears to be Carr, and also Shepard, the five on the floor for Auburn High School. And Benjamin Russell throws it away. Good intensity by Auburn on the ball, and just threw it away. An A to B pass, took a little detour that time. Into the Auburn High bench, and here come the Tigers left to right on your radio dial. Two-man pressure on Braylee Winfrey immediately. Now here on the near side, Anavia Nelms dumps it down low for Jayla White. She goes to work, spins in the lane, throws it up, no good. Offensive board, put back, no, but fouled. As Hannah Shepard, man, she's been a good addition to this Auburn High girls team so far this season. Hannah Shepard, we saw her last time we were here against Lee Scott, which has been a couple of games ago. Hannah Shepard had 9 points. Against the Warriors, with five of those coming in the first and four in the fourth. And she's got two already here tonight and can pick up a couple of more at the free throw line. First free throw is good. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown. Home center, second free throw is good from Hannah Shepard with 6:18 to play in the first half. 22-12 is Auburn's lead, back up by double digits. Here come the Wildcats right to left as we look at it. Ball handled by Gabrielle McKinney. She's cut off by Anavia Nelms. Bounce pass to the top just outside the circle of the blue and white Auburn High A. High screen at the top, left hand dribbled in right. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebound caught by Benjamin Russell. Put back, no, but a foul will send 15 in black to the free throw line. Russell 22-12 is Auburn's lead. 15 in black again at the line. Benjamin Russell wearing black on top, black on bottom. Maroon numbers and letters on front and back. First free throw, no good. Auburn in the home whites. White on top, white on bottom. Black numbers on the back, blue letters on the front with the big blue Auburn High Tiger Paul on the front as well. Isabella Paul back in. As Jalen White sits down, and 0-for-2 trip from the Wildcats, trailing by 10 here on the road. Auburn High looks to advance, and they do. They get it into the hands of Caden Carr. She's got it at the top. Bounce pass back now to Braylee Winfrey. Looking for Anavia Nelms. She sends her out there, flushes her out. Carr's three is blocked. Carr had her three blocked here on the right-hand side. Tip around on the baseline goes to Benjamin Russell. Braylee Winfrey fights for it. Jump ball goes to Benjamin Russell. Head coach Courtney Pritchett begging for a foul on the Caden Carr three. He's not going to get it. And Wildcats will have possession. 5.5 to play. First half, 22-12 is Auburn's lead here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Nelms gets a little bump on the ball handler, who then throws it away. 2-on-1 for Auburn. Now 3-on-1 for Auburn. Winfrey takes it herself. Floater in the lane won't go. Isabella Paul's there for the board. Put back, no, but she is bumped. And 33 in blue gets paid for running the floor. So Isabella Paul, 33 in blue, had just the 4 points when we saw her against Lee Scott a couple of weeks ago. And steps up and knocks down the first free throw. Does Isabella Paul, who has three so far tonight. 5:20 to play, second quarter. Here between Auburn High and Benjamin Russell, varsity girls game going on right now. Have the varsity boys game coming up in just a little bit. As Isabella Paul goes 2 for 2 at the line, give her 4 on the night, and Tigers are back up by 12. Right to left go the Wildcats. Attempting to get across half court, and they finally do. High screen on Caden Carr. Back across to McKinney. She tries to hand it off. Nobody home. She'll take a high screen as well. Gets in the lane. Took a couple of extra steps. She traveled. And they're going to call the bump foul instead of the travel that she took to get there. So a bump foul called on Auburn High. I didn't see which one they called it on. There were 2 or 3 Tigers there. So it is Benjamin Russell bouncing the ball. They'll inbound baseline right. Trying to find an open girl. They cannot. Tipped out by Caden Carr. 5 minutes exactly on the clock here in this second quarter. Auburn leading Benjamin Russell 24-12. Wildcats will inbound from deep in the left-hand corner. They get it out for Gabrielle McKinney, who takes a 3 off the inbound, knocked around off the rebound into the hands of Isabella Paul. Being whacked, all sorts of stuff underneath, no call. We play on, and the Tigers look to advance, and they do. 4:45 to play, second quarter. Caden Carr on the left-hand side knocks it down for Shepherd. Turnaround, jumper no, and rebound pulled in by Isabella Paul. In the hands of Winfrey, pull up from the elbow, in and out. Isabella Paul there again, offensive board, good on a foul. Good on a foul for 33 and white. Gets paid on the offensive glass as she's got a chance for 3. 6 points already for 33 and white, and has a chance at one more. Man, she has been a menace down low so far, as Isabella Paul for the Tigers. 26-12, Auburn leading Benjamin Russell first half of the varsity girls game. And the and-one free throw is good. Tell you what, a big that can not just get boards and not just finish through contact, but also knock down free throws. And now they're going to say Isabella Paul crossed the free throw line before it went in, or before it hit the rim. And so the free throw doesn't count. The free throw does now count, so the and-one opportunity not there. But how about Isabella Paul? Steals the ahead pass and then throws it away. Here comes Benjamin Russell right to left. They don't have numbers. They don't care. It's swatted away by Hannah Shepherd. Gets up and swats it into the second row underneath the basket. So, again, the free throw by Isabella Paul does not count. She has 6. And Auburn leads 27-12, and they called a foul on Gabrielle McKinney. Looked like a clean block to me from Hannah Shepherd. Well, regardless, that'll put Gabrielle McKinney on the line. She has 8 of the 12 for Benjamin Russell. Make it 9. 4:18 to play, second quarter. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll tell you more about this game as the second free throw's no good. Tigers fight for it and knock it out of each other's hands. Offensive board by Benjamin Russell on the far side of the floor. Trapped in the corner, picked up her dribble, and a double dribble called on Amari Cunningham. So turnover forced by the Auburn High Tigers with 4:09 to play. And coming up at the half, we'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll give you some stats from this one. Also preview that varsity boys game a little bit as well. All that coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Tigers in the half court, down to Hannah Shepard. Turnaround, jumper can't be banked home. Isabella Paul there again. That put back no good. Went up again, jump ball forced, and that's the right call. 15 and Black got her hands on it as Isabella Paul tried to jump up for another offensive putback. But the arrow stays with Auburn High School. And Avia Nelms will inbound baseline left, just to our right. Trying to find an open shooter, can't do so. Throws a home run ball and stolen. Here come the Wildcats trying to dribble it away from the defense, and they do. It's on the far side for Amari Cunningham. Dumped down low, 15 of Black's layup won't go. Knocked around, and Winfrey comes up with the board. Double team now in the backcourt, 27-13 for the Tigers. 3:45 to play in the second quarter. Carr off the left-hand wing. Floater in the lane, too strong. Rebound fought for in the hands of Shepard. Pull up from 8 feet, no. Isabella Paul is there again. Put back won't go. Gets it again, and puts it off the glass. Isabella Paul is getting the work right now down low. She's got to be pushing a double-double already. She's got two more points. Give her 8 on the game already. And then Braylee Winfrey steals the inbound pass. She lays it in for her first bucket in the second quarter. And Auburn leans 31-13, 3:14 to play in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Thirty-one-13 is Auburn High's lead over Benjamin Russell here in the varsity girls game with 3:14 to play in the second quarter. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us on this Monday night early in December. Temperatures starting to drop a little bit outside. I like it. Not everybody else does, but I do. Makes it feel like basketball. Basketball season is officially here. So Benjamin Russell inbounding. They'll move right to left, and then a bump foul in front of the scorer's table. No, they're going to say the ball handler steps out of bounds, and that's a great call as Ramia Hicks is not able to keep it in between the lines. And Auburn will have possession of the basketball with 3:08 to play in the second quarter. Arrington, Carr, Shepard, Winfrey, and Paul are the five on the floor right now for head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Tigers. Sophie Arrington to inbound just in front of the Benjamin Russell bench. She'll toss it into the backcourt, moving left to right as we look at it. Arrington swings into Winfrey, down low for Shepard. Turnaround jumper again, and she got it that time. She's been looking for that turnaround Scottie Pippen jumper, and she's got it for her set of points. And then thrown away by Benjamin Russell. Ahead for Winfrey, and lays it in softly with the left hand. Give her 4 in the quarter alone. Bradley Winfrey has 4 in the quarter, give her 11 for the game. For the Tiger, who scored her 1,500th point tonight as a senior. And a pull-up jumper on the baseline by Gabrielle McKinney is swatted away into the cheerleaders by Isabella Paul. 35-13 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game. Second quarter, just 2.5 to play. Isabella Paul will sit down as the Tigers bring in a couple of subs. 32 and white is Alexandra Anderson. She's in the game for the first time. Fights for the board, can't get it on the missed three. Bounce pass for the Wildcats. 15 and Black lays it in. Thirty-five-15. Tigers still lead by 20. Winfrey here in front of us. Feeds it to Carr. Nearly lost it. She's on the far side of the floor. Arrington in the corner. She'll let it fly from three and hits the side of the backboard. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Benjamin Russell basketball. 2:05 to play. Second quarter. 20-point lead for your Auburn High Tigers in the varsity girls game. A reminder, we'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll also have the varsity boys game all here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee. And they're going to say Benjamin Russell tipped that basketball on the Sophie Arrington three-point attempt, so it goes out of bounds. It stays with Auburn. Shepherd in the lane. One-legged floater from 6 feet will fall for 11 and White. My goodness, she is dominating the lane right now. Give her six in the corner alone. Tigers put pressure on the inbounds pass. Underhand to Braylee Winfrey. Lost it. Right hand side. Doesn't matter. Braylee Winfrey, I think she can make that shot in her sleep. A left-hand layup, a right-hand layup, a no-hand layup. Doesn't matter. Braylee Winfrey is having her way right now. Benjamin Russell able to find a hole in the Tiger defense in transition. Give Amari Cunningham her second basket of the night. 39-17, Auburn leads with 90 seconds to play. Shepherd, turnaround in the lane, not that time. Pulled down by the Tigers, and that layup won't go. Knocked around and into the hands of Benjamin Russell. That was Caden Carr who tried to get rewarded. And now Benjamin Russell gets ahead of themselves and throws it away out of bounds under their own basket. 39-17 is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell. A platoon swap coming in for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Sophie Arrington is in. Jada Williams is in. Also, Pearl Simmons is in. Got 24 and White is in as well. And 32 is Alexandra Anderson. Down to 24. Layup too strong. Fights for her own board. Gets it on the low block. Out to Arrington. Thought about the three. Floater in the lane. Not that time. Too strong. Pulls down her own board. Looks for an open shooter. Gets it to the corner. Now on the baseline. 18-foot jumper short. Rebound fought for. We're under a minute to play. Here come the Wildcats with numbers. Into the lane. Right hand layup. Not that time. And pulled down by the Wildcats on the far side. Amari Cunningham works it to the near side. Open three for Benjamin Russell. Clanked it and pulled down by Jada Williams. Williams looks to push. Eyes down the floor. Into the corner. Arrington. Baseline. Pull up. Jumper from 12. No, but she was bumped from behind. Sophie Arrington will put it on the line. Number one in White. Tigers lead by 22. Sophie Arrington steps to the line. 29.9 to play in the second quarter. Arrington looking for her first points on the night. Didn't see her score the last time we were here. Versus Lee Scott. And unable to knock that one down. And 22 in White. Just got in. If you could hear the cheers on the far side, Arrington can't knock it down. 22 and White is Olivia Quinones, who is a fan favorite in the stands, and her team absolutely loves her. She is in the ball game for the first time we've seen this season. Olivia Quinones again. Where's 22? One of the heart and souls of this team, man. She is such a player, and so fun to watch. And on the offensive rebound attempt, Auburn will have 24 and White step up. Is Morgan Allen, who steps up with a couple of power dribbles. And cannot find the basket at that time. Morgan Allen wears 24 and White for the Auburn High Tigers. She steps up. Couldn't connect on the first free throw. Second time, not that time either. And an 0-for-2 trip for Auburn again. Right to left on your radio dial goes Gabrielle McKinney. Finds an open shooter down on the low-hand block. That layup too strong and pulled down by Olivia Quinones. Give 22 and White the board. Here come the Tigers with 13 to play. Arrington to the corner for Williams. Jumper on the baseline too strong and pulled down by the Wildcats. 5 seconds to play and now four. Gets to half court with three. Gonna have to let it fly with two. To the wing with one. Good if it goes. It does not. And Auburn will take a 39-17 lead into the locker room against Benjamin Russell and the varsity girls game. Stick around. We have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
This is Tyler with GutterPro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at GutterPro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, here Auburn High School, Lady Tigers lead the Benjamin Russell Wildcats 39-17 here at home inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 39-17, Auburn leads Benjamin Russell in the first half. We'll get you some halftime stats coming up in just a moment, but wasn't the cleanest half we've seen from head coach Courtney Pritchett and his squad. But now, you got a lot of girls in. Most of the players on the roster were able to see some time in that first half. And look, in a game like this, you know that you've got the depth, you've got the speed, and you've got the scoring ability to run and probably beat this Benjamin Russell team on any given night. But you got to play your best, especially in some of these early season games. And that's what we were talking about coming in to tonight was this is your first game back from the Thanksgiving break. How was this team going to look? Were you going to look tired, going to look slow, just a little sloppy? And look, to be honest, I think so. I think that would be a fair assessment for this Auburn High girls team. And we'll talk about the same exact things with the Auburn High boys coming up in just a little bit. But you're also trying to figure out, right, who else can you rely on this team? Because the last time we were here, we saw Braylee Winfrey with 21. We saw Caden Carr with 19. Again, that was here against the Lee Scott Warriors. But you were still kind of looking for that third big option. And if things go the way they look like tonight, you can rely on Hannah Shepherd for that. You can rely on Isabella Paul for that. Because Caden Carr, who had 19 again last time we were in this building, she has 2 in the first half. So you feel like you're learning some things about your team if you're head coach Courtney Pritchett. And we'll talk to him at halftime of the varsity boys game and get some of his thoughts on that. But let's go ahead and get you to tonight's halftime stats. They're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a Regional One. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll start with the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. Couple of scores have combined for 4. You also have Amari Cunningham with 4, and then Gabrielle McKinney is the one you need to know. She wears 5 in black. She has 9 for the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. They have a total of 17. For your Auburn High School Tigers, it's a flurry of scores, man. Brady Winfrey poured in 13 in that first half. She does a lot of her scoring early in ball game. She had 7 in the first quarter, had 6 in the second quarter, and she also scored her 1,500th career point. That's right, she has now over 1,500 points, does Braylee Winfrey in her senior season. And folks, We're just 5.5 games in. So pretty remarkable for her. She has 13 in the first half. You also have Hannah Shepherd with 9. 6 of those came in the second quarter. Isabella Paul had 8. You had Anavia Nelms with 5. All of those coming in the first quarter. Kaden Carr with 2. And Jalen White with 2 as well. Those are your halftime stats. Again, they're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a Regional One. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. And so keys to the second half as Auburn leads 39-17 here in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Just do what you do. Continue to work through some of your things. And look, I'd love to see this Auburn team play in some more half-court offense, but that's just not their bread and butter. That's just not what they do. You want to work on it and you want to know that you have it, but continue to force turnovers, continue to pressure the basketball, and get out and run and make this thing ugly in the fourth quarter. I expect Auburn to do that. Expect the starters to play a lot in the third quarter and hopefully get to pull them in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads 39-17 at the half, and when we come back, we will have third quarter action for you as we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Third quarter action coming up between Auburn and Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game, all here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Just about ready for the start of the second half between Auburn and Benjamin Russell here in the varsity girls game. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. Auburn leading Benjamin Russell 39-17 in the first half, that is, as we get ready to start the third quarter. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and again, we appreciate everybody listening. However you're tuned in tonight, whether it's 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, or that Radio Alabama app, man, we appreciate you. And It's a busy week of Auburn High School basketball. We have games tonight. We're going to be on the road tomorrow for Prattville, which is just the boys, which was a misunderstanding on my part. So just the boys playing tomorrow night against the Prattville Lions. We'll have that broadcast for you on the road. And then Friday night is going to be a busy one as we have another edition of the Crosstown Showdown between Auburn and Lee Scott. So that's going to be on Friday night. That is over on the road at Lee Scott Academy. We'll tell you more about that as the night goes on. So now we flip sides of the floor. Benjamin Russell moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers will be moving from right to left. Benjamin Russell wearing black on top, black on bottom, and the maroon numbers and letters on front and back. They start with an air ball jumper from Amari Cunningham. Tigers moving right to left, wearing the all whites. White on top, white on bottom, blue letters and numbers on front and back with the blue Tiger paw on the front as well. Braylee Winfrey at the top, works it over for Caden Carr. And Avia Nams tries to feed Braylee Winfrey. Backdoor cut, and there it is. The back screen seal. Braylee Winfrey on the baseline. It is unstoppable, and Winfrey gets the Tigers started here in the third quarter. She had 13 in the first half. Give her two already here in the third quarter. Cunningham gets into the lane, knocked away, and Winfrey steals it. We're less than a minute into the third quarter. Finds Caden Carr in transition. Spin move on the baseline. Layup no good. Knocked out of bounds off of the Wildcats and will stay with Auburn basketball. 41-17, Auburn leads Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game. Caden Carr, baseline left, working out to the top of the key. It's Anavia Nelms. They work it to Carr, near corner three. Yes! Caden Carr with just two in the first half. She's got a three-pointer here to get us started in the third quarter. Auburn is up 41-17, 44-17 rather. On the scoreboard, we're a minute in to this third quarter. Wildcats trying to move around the perimeter. Now into the deep corner. Gets to the lane. Knocked away. Loose ball. Out of bounds. Stays with the Wildcats. 44-17 is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell. Inbound, 15, can't knock it down. Loose ball, knocked around. Benjamin Russell comes up with it. No hesitation, try to bank in a three on the left-hand wing. It won't fall, and Anavia Nelms is able to clear. Nelms will walk it across the blue and white Auburn High A. We sit at the bottom of it here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Good turnout on the road side, or on the home side, rather. Filling in here on the road side as well. Cross-court pass. Braylee Winfrey for three. You bet. Braylee Winfrey knocks it down. Give her her fifth point in the third quarter alone. Timeout, Benjamin Russell. Braylee Winfrey's having a night. She's got 18 so far with just 6:19 to go in the third quarter. 47-17. Auburn leads. It's a full-minute timeout. We'll take one with them on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Benjamin Russell has to call a timeout after Auburn starts the half on an 8-0 run. 47-17 is Auburn's lead here in the third quarter in the varsity girls game. I'm Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W. Lee. 6:19 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads by 30. And we talked about it in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Could you come out and play your game? Could you come out and play aggressive and continue to do what you do? And Auburn has done just that. They forced turnovers. They found open shooters. And, man, you just can't let Braylee Winfrey stand open, or Caden Carr, for that matter, who are the two lone responsible for the 8-0 run for the Auburn High Tigers. Benjamin Russell left to right, working it around the perimeter. They get it to the far corner. Air ball to three, and Nelms looks to push. Three on one for the Tigers, now three on two. Nelms at the left hand, blocked out of bounds. Good pursuit by Gabrielle McKinney. The Wildcats' leading scorer gets back to get the block and allow Benjamin Russell to set up the half-court defense. Carr to inbound to Winfrey. Tigers will work it up to Anavi Anems. Back to Carr in the near corner. Gets the screen. Thought about the three. Now works to the top. Anavi Anems will run point. 5:45 to play, third quarter. Auburn leads by 30. Nelms will back it off, take her time. Looks for the screen at the top, doesn't get it. Caden Carr back to Anavi Anems. Tigers trying to run a screen at the top with Hannah Shepherd, can't get it. Now feed Caden Carr, way too strong on that three. Knocked out of bounds, stays with the Tigers. 47-17 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game over Benjamin Russell. And a reminder, we will have the varsity boys game coming up right after this as they find Braylee Winfrey on a little alley-oop. Bank shot off the inbound, and Winfrey's got another two. Give her seven in the corner. 49-17, Auburn leads as McKinney gets across half court. Bounce pass to the elbow. Works to the lane. High arcing shot off the backboard is good by 15 in black. As the Tigers looking to break a little press by the Wildcats. Got to go and hurry. Anavi Anems gets it knocked loose. Caden Carr trying to get across half court. Can't do so. 10-second violation for Auburn High School. And doesn't happen often to the Tigers on offense. And it doesn't feel as good when you're the one who commits the 10-second violation versus Auburn forcing a bunch of 10-second violations on defense. As Isabella Paul will take a seat. Jalen White, 5-and-white, will step in. Who played a really aggressive first half for the Auburn High Tigers. Benjamin Russell in the half court just to our right. Pressure by Braylee Winfrey on the ball. Knocked away and retains possession. Does Gabrielle McKinney. She'll stand and hold the basketball. Tigers lead by 30 with 4:40 to play in this third quarter. Guarded by Caden Carr on the far side of the floor. Tigers running a little 2-3 zone and a kick ball by Winfrey. Stop the ball any way you can. And Winfrey did just that, getting that foot out there. But it will remain Benjamin Russell basketball as Layla Hawkins is in for the first time tonight. 11 in black. Got a little bit of a delay. I think we had a wet spot on the floor on the far side. That's where Benjamin Russell will inbound just in front of their own bench. Inbound to the far corner, near corner that is. Jalen White knocks it away. A diving effort by Hannah Shepherd. Straight to a Benjamin Russell Wildcat. No hesitation. Three by Gabrielle McKinney. Comes up short. Knocks out of bounds. And it's Auburn Tiger basketball. Clock running under four. 49-19 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game. Going right to left on your radio dial. Winfrey jump pass to the far side. Caden Carr gets it back to Winfrey in the half court. Now Anavi Anems. Open three. Right hand wing. In and out. Counts in the arcade but not here. Jalen White gets the offensive board. Can't get it to go, but she is bumped from behind and she'll head to the line. Jalen White had a couple of points in the first half. A chance to double down here in the second half. She's going to be one of the girls you use for size down low this year. Just aggressive with the basketball in her hands, yes, but goes after the boards. You'll have to see the big man get paid in situations like this. 5-and-white, a high arcing free throw was good. The first Tiger to score, not named Caden Carr or Braylee Winfrey so far in this second half. Auburn has put up a 50-piece so far. A couple of power dribbles and spin by Jalen White. Second free throw high, arcing too strong that time. Winfrey gets the board, and Auburn has the basketball in the half court. Right to left, Caden Carr with a three. Off the rebound, no. Jalen White comes up with the rebound. Tigers have time. Winfrey pulls for three, no. And pulled down by the Wildcats ahead. Now here they come. It's McKinney left to right. One on three for the Wildcats. Dribbles off her shoe. Should be the other way, and it is. Gabrielle McKinney, leading scorer for Benjamin Russell. They just haven't been able to do a whole lot, especially here early in this second half. And Anavi Anems commits a backcourt violation. Handed it off to Braylee Winfrey. Winfrey came back to Anavi Anems, who wasn't all the way across to half court. And a turnover. Head coach Courtney Pritchett won't be happy about it. Yes, you're up about 31 points. But in early games like this, when you're up by a lot, trying to set good habits for when you get into area play in about 5 weeks or so. Tigers will open up with Central Phoenix City on January 9th. Auburn forces the turnover on the inbound. Here they come, 2-on-2. Hannah Shepherd, 8-foot jumper short. And rebound pulled down by Carr. Spin move on the baseline. Reverse layup won't go, but she's fouled. The aggression, man. This team just never stops whether it's Carr or Shepard or Winfrey or now, I mean, it doesn't matter. This team just relentless is the word I love to use for the Auburn High Tigers. They lead 50-19, make it 51-19 as Caden Carr knocks down the first free throw. Hit a three earlier in this quarter. As Auburn High will bring in a sub as Anavia Nelms will sit down. Sophie Arrington subs in for the Auburn High Tigers. Second free throw from Carr. No good. And threw it away. Arrington gets the steal. Ahead for Winfrey. Pump fake off the backboard. No. Hit every part of the rim and didn't go in. And then a foul on Braylee Winfrey at the other end of the floor. And Winfrey taps her chest to Sophie Arrington and says, "That's my bad." Arrington had an assist normally. I talked about it earlier. Winfrey doesn't miss layups very often. She takes credit for that one. 51-19, Auburn leads, putting pressure on the inbounds pass. Full court now, trying to get it in. Should be a five-second call, and it finally is. Took about seven to get there, but the call is made, and Auburn will get possession of the basketball. 2:38 to play in this third quarter. It's 51-19, Tigers. And we should be flirting with a running clock in the fourth quarter, but we'll worry about that when we get there. Armour trying to put the seal on this one. 4-1 on the year are the Tigers. Benjamin Russell 2-1. As Wildcats didn't have enough players out there, they do now. Baseline right for Sophie Arrington. Cross into the corner. Gets it to Caden Carr. Cut off on the baseline. Lost it, but knocked out by the Wildcats. Auburn High 4-1 on the season, as I told you. But that includes a four-game win streak after losing the opener. So Tigers have been hot as of late. Finds it to Shepard down low. Gets it out to Carr in the near corner. Goes one-on-one with Cunningham. Down to Shepard. Floater in the lane is good. Got a little English. Does Hannah Shepard. And her first bucket of the second half is a pretty one. She's got 11. Tigers full court press up 53-19. Cunningham tries to knock it away, or get it away, rather. Does Cunningham for Benjamin Russell, knocked out of bounds off the Tigers. It will be Benjamin Russell basketball. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. 53-19 is Auburn's lead. It will be Wilson to inbound right here in front of us. They get it out to Gabrielle McKinney at the top. She's happy to take some air out of the basketball. Standing on the right volleyball line just here in front of us. Minute and a half to play, third quarter. They'll work it around the perimeter. Now into the far corner in front of their own bench. Tip pass knocked around. Braylee Winfrey comes up with it in the open floor. Can't come up with it now. Tripped over the basketball. Gets into the hands of Arrington. Finds a cutting Jalen White in the lane and gone. Jalen White runs the floor coast to coast and gets paid for it. Just 5 and White, man. Love to see that by Jalen, and gets the bucket. Give Jalen White her fifth points, fourth and fifth points, that is, in this basketball game. And we're under a minute to play in the third quarter. 55-19 is Auburn's lead. Benjamin Russell left to right on your radio dial. Dumped down low and blocked. Hannah Shepard sends that one into the mats behind the bench. My goodness. Auburn's having some fun as Braylee Winfrey's going to sub out. And Pearl Simmons will sub in for head coach Courtney Pritchett. 48.7 on the clock. Official had to chase the basketball down the hallway, but we're good to go. It will be Benjamin Russell basketball inbounding just to our right in their own half court. Stand starting to get full a little bit here on a Monday night. Bounce pass underneath back to the inbounder. 18-foot jumper may have been blocked and tipped out to Arrington. Ahead now for Pearl Simmons all by herself. Couldn't track it down. Picks up her dribble and knocked out of bounds. And we'll stay with the Tigers. 36.4 on the clock in this third quarter. Auburn leading 55-19 in the varsity girls game. Arrington, right free throw line extended. Lets it fly in and out. And Shepard tries to fight for the board. Can't come up with it. Here comes McKinney for the Wildcats. Left to right as we look at it. Pass got tipped and into the hands of Jalen White. Picks up her dribble in front of us. Throws a home run ball to the far side of the floor and stolen. 3-on-1 for the Wildcats. Here they come into the body of Jalen White, who gets called for the foul. And it will be in the act of shooting, so that will put Gabrielle McKinney on the free throw line. Only 2 points for Benjamin Russell in this third quarter. And it has not come from the leading scorer, McKinney, and that is still the case after the first free throw. 55-19 is Auburn's lead. McKinney trying to cut into it with her second free throw. Too strong on the first. Too strong on the second. And Shepard tracks down the board and steps on the baseline. Oh, my goodness. That's not on Shepard. That's just an effort. That's an effort turnover. You'll take those. You'd love to see your corral it with two hands, but you're not going to blame her for that going after it. If you're head coach Courtney Pritchett. So, Benjamin Russell, baseline right. 9.7 in their own half court. Tries to get it out. They do. Open three on the right wing is way too strong. Pulled down by Jalen White. Ahead for Sophie Arrington. Tigers got to go with three. Pulls with two. Good if it goes, it doesn't. Air ball for Arrington. Knocked out of bounds. And the third quarter will come to an end. Auburn leading Benjamin Russell 55-19 in the varsity girls game. Fourth quarter action coming up next here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Benjamin Russell. Tigers going right to left on your radio dial. They have the basketball. Near turnover in the near corner. Back out to Braylee Winfrey, who works it around the perimeter. Tigers lead Benjamin Russell 55-19. Just trying to find a way to milk 8 minutes off the clock and walk out of your own gym with a 5-1 record. Tigers on the far side of the floor. Pressure on Braylee Winfrey. Back to Anavia Nelms. Those two along with Isabella Paul. It's also Morgan Allen, along with Tristan Pritchett as well, or the five on the floor for Auburn in this fourth quarter, and a turnover underneath the basket. So Auburn turns it over. We do have a running clock here in this fourth quarter, so keep that in mind. 8 minutes will go by quickly. They normally stop it on a foul with free throws, but we'll see what they decide to do. But Kenny lets it fly near corner. Got it. So Benjamin Russell's leading scorer had 9 in the first half. Scoreless in the third quarter. She knocks down a 3 to start. Winfrey, cross-court pass underneath the basket to Morgan Allen. And got it blocked out of bounds. Was she fouled? She was. Benjamin Russell wants a double dribble call against Braylee Winfrey. And I can't say I disagree. But we got away with one. And that'll put Morgan Allen, who wears 24 in white, at the free throw line. And they do stop the clock on the free throw attempts, and the first one unable to find the bottom of the basket. Reminder to stick with us. At the end of the varsity girls game, we'll have a quick post-game show. That'll transition into a quick pregame show. A second free throw no good for Morgan Allen as we get you ready for the varsity boys game between Auburn and Benjamin Russell as well. Running the floor is McKinney. Layup won't fall. Pulls down their own board to Benjamin Russell. Straight away three on the offensive board. No good. And pulled down by Anavia Nelms. McKinley Brooks is back in the ballgame wearing 2 in black. Haven't seen her much. She started the game for Benjamin Russell. Just hasn't played a whole lot for the Wildcats. Into the lane is Tristan Pritchett. Tries to dump it off to Morgan Allen. Instead finds the hands of a Wildcat. 55-22 with 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. It is Gabrielle McKinney. Dumps it off to the far side. Again, McKinley Brooks has it in her hands. Back to McKinney, far side. She's guarded by 2 in white. That's Anavia Nelms. Bounce pass, threw it away. Threw it away to Braylee Winfrey. looks to run the floor, hesitates, accelerates, gets to the basket, no, but she will head to the line for two. 55-22, Auburn leading Benjamin Russell, 5.5 to play. And the ball game, Brantley Winfrey, your leading scorer tonight, had 13 in the first half, had 7 in that third quarter. So, not a math major, but 20 points turns into 21 for Winfrey at the line, the first points of the game, or the fourth quarter, rather, for Auburn. And the clock does stop at 5:26 in this fourth quarter. 56-22, Winfrey goes 2-for-2. And Winfrey will sub out, as Caden Carr subs in for the Tigers. 57-22 is Auburn's lead over Benjamin Russell, on their way to a 5-1 record so far in the 25-26 season for head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Tigers. 5 minutes to do so. Cross-court pass here in front of us. Thought about it, did Brooks. Bounce pass, picks up her dribble. Works to the top of the key. Now to the swing pass to the far side of the floor. That three in and out. Pulled down by Isabella Paul. Caden Carr looks to run. She'll pull back now and accelerate across half court. 57-22. Auburn leads Benjamin Russell. We're under 5 to play. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to the far side of the floor. Goes down low. Morgan Allen. Power dribble knocked away. Here come the Wildcats. Numbers if they want it. 2-on-1. In the hand of Brooks. Goes up. Layup too strong. Pulled down by McKinney, and layup no, but a foul. So Brooks couldn't get it to go in transition. Gabrielle McKinney was the right place, right time, and 5 and Black will head to the charity stripe. Just 2 points in the third quarter for Benjamin Russell. Just 3 so far in the fourth quarter. Clock is still running with 4:24, and now it stops. And first free throw is good by McKinney. Reminder, second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. McKinney goes 2-for-2 at the line. She's got 5 in the fourth quarter to lead all Wildcat scorers with 14. And she has 14 of the 24. Anavia Nelms gets called for a push-off offensive foul, trying to bring it across half court in front of the scorers table. And so the first foul on Auburn. Fouls have not really been a problem in this game. Don't think either team's had more than 2 or 3. And a reminder, in high school basketball, 5 fouls a quarter is what puts you in the bonus. But hasn't really been a concern here tonight. We're under 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Auburn leading 57-24. Bounce pass down low here near us on the near side of the floor. McKinney has it guarded heavily by Caden Carr. She'll dribble baseline, gets cut off by Pritchett in a travel. Tristan Pritchett, 21, comes in to make the assist, and McKinney says she needs a second. May have done something to an ankle or something as Caden Carr tries to help her up. And McKinney does eventually get up under her own power. So 3:20 counting down. Auburn leading Benjamin Russell 57-24. Counting down the final minutes of the varsity girls game. But as I mentioned, stick with us, as we'll roll right into the Varsity Boys pregame show and get you ready for what should be a good one. Head coach Chris Brandt talking to him a little bit pregame about his Tigers, what they did during Feast Week. Had a pretty good week, he said. So looking forward to seeing them back in action here at home tonight. Caden Carr splits the defenders at half court, kicks it to Jada Williams. She gets to the lane, 6-foot floater short, and into the hands of 20 in black. That is Diamond Caldwell. She kicks it ahead now. Brooks lets it fly from three, tries to bank it home, not that time, and pulled down by Morgan Allen. Here come the Tigers. It's Tristan Pritchett, 21 in white. Crossover dribble, that's Anavia Nelms now. Bank shot, no. Pulled down by Allen. Layup attempt blocked out of bounds and stays with the Tigers. And a mass substitution for both sides. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Pull up jumper from Caden Carr at the high elbow won't go. Rebound fought for Jada Williams, and 14 in black is Ramia Hicks, and a foul is going to be called on 10 in white. That is Jada Williams. And believe that's just the second foul on Auburn. It is. We're under two to play. Again, a running clock in this fourth quarter. Auburn leading Benjamin Russell 57-24. Thrown in from the backcourt to half court. Gets it in now to Ramia Hicks. She's guarded by Sophie Arrington. On the right-hand side, pulls up from 18 feet, clanked it on the back iron. Good contest by Sophie Arrington. Tigers pull down the board with Isabella Paul. Caden Carr gets across to half court. She'll surge ahead with the left hand. Good and a foul. Haven't seen it a ton so far this season, but Caden Carr decided she was getting to the bucket, and she absolutely got there. Caden Carr, a chance at one more. Carr had two in the first, four in the third. So adds to her six-point total, give her eight and a chance at nine. Right here in the end, one opportunity, and she does not. Isabella Paul is able to come up with the offensive board. Went up for the putback, got knocked away. And they say it's off of Benjamin Russell. It'll stay with Auburn as we're under a minute to play in the varsity girls game. 59-24, Auburn inbound baseline right. Down to our left, and a final sub as Olivia Quinones will come in for Caden Carr. It's Pearl Simmons, Olivia Quinones, Jada Williams, Morgan Allen, and the trigger woman is Sophie Arrington. Throws it to her off the inbound to Jada Williams and threw it away. Under 20 seconds to play, counting down. This could be the final possession of the ball game. Moving left to right on your radio dial. Wildcats getting into the half court. Guarded by Sophie Arrington on the left-hand side. Back to a Wildcat player, and I believe they said she stepped out of bounds? I guess so. Stepped out of bounds on the far side. Auburn does not have to inbound. Running clock says game is over. 59-24. Auburn takes down Benjamin Russell in the varsity girls game. 59-24 final score. Stick around. We'll tell you about it quickly and a quick post-game show and get you ready for the varsity boys game coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Your Auburn High Lady Tigers are victorious over Benjamin Russell 59-24. Let's run you through some quick post-game stats. We'll take another break and come back and get you ready for the Auburn High varsity boys game against Benjamin Russell as well. 6 points for a couple of Benjamin Russell Wildcats that we didn't have names for, so apologies on that. But 6 total points for them. 4 points for Amari Cunningham, and then Gabrielle McKinney had 14. So, again, just a tough night for Benjamin Russell as a whole. Just three Wildcats get on the board for Benjamin Russell, and they put up 24 inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. For your Auburn High Tigers, it was a flurry, man. I'm telling you what. You had 5 points from Anavia Nelms, 5 points from Jayna White. She had a fantastic night. 8 points from Isabella Paul and Caden Carr. All of those but two from Caden Carr coming in the second half. 11 from Hannah Shepherd and 22 points from Braylee Winfrey, who was celebrated for scoring 1,500 points in her high school career and a dominating victory for Auburn, 59-24. Tigers advanced to 5-1 on the season, and that is a five-game win streak now for head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Lady Tigers. We'll talk to Coach Pritchett at halftime of the varsity boys game, and tell you what, we'll take a break, come back, and get you ready for that varsity boys game right after this here on the Auburn High Sports Network.